Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good morning to those listening today. This is Sophie Mihalko, and we are talking about the power of your emotions. Actually, I remember calling the show, Are You Ruled by Emotions? So power or ruled by, I wonder how we can go from one to the other. First of all, let me all tell you that my dear partner in crime, Tobias, will not be joining us today, although he may pop in at some point. But he has been called on emergency for his business, so hopefully he will join us at some point. But just in case, it's you and me. How did you get so lucky? So, yes, I wanted to speak about emotions. I am very aware that emotions right now are running high, and a lot of people are feeling like something is shifting, or maybe they're out of control, shit is happening faster than before, et cetera, et cetera. So remember first that we are changing faster now than ever before in our history. And with change, people have reactions. So, you know, it would be great if we can just look at change and be like, oh, wow, change is cool. I like change. Change is exciting. But let's also face it, we may not all be as excited about change. So there are quite some people out there who really are freaking out about change, that really feel like change is a really challenging thing to go through. So even if you're having fun with change, you may pick up on the fact that there's a lot of people on the planet who are not having fun with it. And yes, you are really aware, you are really psychic, you that I'm talking to right now who's listening to this. And so if you are feeling like, oh my gosh, what's going on? This is freaking me out. I'm afraid or whatever. Just ask yourself, is this really mine or is this somebody else's? Because 99.9% of the time, you're just picking it up from somebody else. Okay. So now let's say that you have miraculously discovered an emotion or a reaction or something that is yours, okay? That is really, truly yours. So let's say that today, right now, you're feeling desperate or you're feeling sad or you're feeling angry and you're like, no, you know what? This is really mine. This is how I'm feeling right now. Okay, awesome. So for many of us, it feels like we don't want that emotion. And so we're going to look at what can we do to stop that emotion. And that's actually the opposite of what is going to help. When we have an emotion, if we don't acknowledge it or if we don't actually embody it truly, fully, all the way, it will keep coming back, okay? So it's important that you acknowledge the emotion. I'm feeling upset. I'm feeling angry. I'm afraid. I'm worried. I'm desperate, whatever. Like, just really feel it in all of your body. And allow yourself to be present with it, okay? Just allow it. Don't resist it. Just allow it in your body. Now, when you're doing this, you can go a little bit further. And this is where I push my clients to go in a different route for this. So the way you go further is you actually go, okay, how can I enjoy being sad? How can I enjoy being angry? How can I have the best time of my life being afraid and worried? What? You must be thinking, she's crazy. Yep, just a little bit. So when you say that, when you ask yourself that, suddenly that emotion, the sadness, the upset, the anger, the worry, they suddenly don't have so much importance. They're not so dreadful anymore because you give them a little bit of lightness, a little bit of playfulness, right? And you got to do it. So like, for instance, you know, if I feel really sorry for myself, I may not take a shower for the day, okay? I may stink and my hair may be disgusting. I may just stay in bed and be like, oh my gosh, I feel awful. Like, just really enjoy all of it. Just, you know what? Let go. Because once you do, then you can actually allow yourself to see what's under the emotion. Okay? So, emotions are, I mean, not all emotions, but anger, shame, regret, sadness, fear, courage, worry, blame, desire, sadness, love, anything that's kind of perverted, all of that, all of those emotions and those, they're just distractions. They're distracting you from what's really underneath all of that. So, what is underneath? So, a lot of times we are angry because we feel like people don't pay attention to us, right? Or feel like we don't have control over anything. Or we are afraid because we feel this sensation in our body and we're not quite sure what it is. And because we're not quite sure what it is, we just assume that it's fear when it could be excitement. We are excited and we're not seeing that we're excited by something that's outside of ourselves. So that's an emotion too. And I'm not saying don't be excited, but really look under what's all of these emotions, what's under all of these emotions, okay? Once you start looking for that, the emotion actually has to go away because it was just there to hide what you actually are now looking at. Once you start really looking at what it is that is hiding under the emotion goes away. And now you can actually handle, manage, deal with, whatever you want to call it, what's underneath. Isn't that cool? Like, this whole system was in place to hide it, and then once you go behind it, it's gone. That's it. The emotion is not there anymore. So it's really cool. It's a really cool system. And I want to talk about a little piece of information here. I know a lot of people think that if I'm thinking a thought that feels good, then I'm going to have an emotion. So I don't know about you, but so let's say that you like to feel excited about life, okay? And you're feeling kind of life sucks right now. Let's just talk about that, okay? Sucks. You feel excited about life, okay? So what would make you excited if you travel the world first class tomorrow? It will make you excited if you could buy all the couture clothes that you've always wanted to buy. You would feel excited if you had this wonderful, sexy man massaging your feet right now. Whatever it is, it will get you excited. It will make you smile. Just say that you have that right now. Okay? So for me, something that would get me excited would be I have won $2 million at the lottery. Okay? That would make me excited. So try it. I have won $2 million in the lottery, or I have lost the 10 pounds, or I have the love, like, just it. Now, yes, it may make you smile, but does it really create excitement in your body? No. It's going to create a resemblance of excitement. It's going to create this kind of like acting out that the thought will create, but it does not create the emotion. A thought does not lead to an emotion, which is very different than what most people have told us. What happens is you have an emotion, that emotion triggers a thought. I'm feeling excited. Oh, I'm excited, so now I can go out and, you know, meet my friends. Or I'm sad. Oh, I'm sad, so I'm sad, so that must mean that I'm going to cry now. Or I'm sad, so nobody loves me, or whatever it is. Like, the emotion will trigger the thought, not the opposite, okay? So changing your thoughts will not necessarily change your emotions. That, again, that may not be what you've learned before, but changing your thoughts may not change your emotions, okay? It will change what you create, but that's a whole other topic. Right now, changing your thoughts will not change your emotions. So how do you change your emotions? You look underneath it. So for me, as you may have heard me say this again and again and again, but I'm going to say it again. Asking questions will always create more, always. So if I want to know what's under this emotion, I will ask, hey, what's underneath this? What's underneath this feeling of feeling like nothing works out ever for me? What's underneath this feeling of always feeling like lonely? What is underneath this emotion of I'm desperate, I can't make this work? What is underneath that? When you ask that question, the first thing that pops up, and often before you even done asking the question, will be what's true for you. That's the first thing that you want to look at. Okay, there are the other things, but that's the first thing you want to look at. So, I'm interesting reaction claims, and I'm feeling weak. So that's an emotion, that's a sensation, that's something like I personally feel weak right now. Okay, so I feel a little bit disempowered. So if I look at it, I'm like, okay, what's underneath this disempowerment? Oh, I feel like I'm actually not in control in my life. Okay, cool. So is that true? Now you can ask, is this true? What's underneath all this? And for you, it may be something completely different. It may be, you know, my mother left me when I was 5, or it could be the love of my life never returned the love I had for them, whatever it is, you know, or I was judged as a fat girl in high school, whatever it is, then you want to look at it. You want to look at it, you want to ask yourself, what will it take to heal that? What will it take to heal what's actually under the emotion? And you know that I am an access consciousness facilitator, and you know that in access consciousness, we have this tool called the bars. The bars is this point on your head, and when we put our fingers on those points, it will erase those what's underneath those emotions. It will take away those patterns, if you say, or those things that you're not looking at. It will kind of fade them, and the thoughts may still be there. The emotions won't be there, but the reaction will be different to what's happening. So let's say you're going out on your 15th date with the 15th guy that you've met online, and once again, it's not working out, right? And after you get your bars, you're like, huh, okay. Well, I wonder, why do I keep picking guys that don't work for me instead of everybody sucks, I'm going to die alone, which is what you would have done before the bars. Now with the bar, it's going to be like, I see this situation. Huh, I wonder what's going on. Like, why do I keep choosing people that actually are not a match for me? So the bars will help you change how you react to things. Okay, so how you react to things is what's causing how you react to things is that thing that's under the emotion. Man, I gave you a lot of information. So if it's too much for you right now, take a deep breath. If it's like way too much, but you know this is something that is going to be helpful or eventually you'll get whatever, just ask yourself, okay, where do I start here? And I'm going to tell you where you start. Excuse me. If you go to accessconsciousness.com and look under facilitators, there are bar facilitators all over the world, okay? So if you look at those facilitators, you can either take a class or you can do a session with one of them. Once you do a bar session, your whole life will change, okay? And what's under these emotions will start shifting. So if everything that I've said is like feels like to you, you know there's a new possibility, just do me a favor, do your body a favor, and go get your bars run. Very simple. When you do the bars class, then after that you can just trade with somebody and get your bars run, okay? But please do that. Because your body is the one that locks in these emotions. Your body is the one that locks in all these patterns, and your body is ready. It's ready to let it go. The other thing that I'm truly going through right now, and I really want my clients to get this, and I want you guys to get this too, is that when you let go of something, there's gonna be a die off, I guess that's what it's called, where that thing you're letting go of has to go. It has to go, right? So it's gonna go every way it can. So for me right now, because I'm cleansing through my body, it's trying to go through my feet, and my feet are very swollen. And it's eventually gonna find its way out of my body. But look at that too, right? Look at how when you're changing something and you're having these emotions and you're having these thoughts and you're getting your bars run, but shit happens, right? Or like life is not going the way you like it to go. Guess what? That's a good sign. That means that you're shifting things. That means the universe is getting rid of the stuff that you no longer need. How does it get any better than that, right? So I know that you're like, well, it's not that easy. It's not that simple. It's hard. And you know what? I get it, man. I really get it. The last few weeks for me have been very emotional, and I totally get it. It's not necessarily hard, but it's also not comfortable, okay? Which is why, if it's not comfortable, that's the sign. That's the sign that it's something that you've been asking for to shift is happening. So remember that the title of this show is Beyond the Reality of the Mind. The mind wants to make sense of all of this. The mind is going to be the one that says, well, it doesn't change that easily. Well, it's just not that fast. Well, you know, this does not make any sense, and it doesn't fit in when you know da da da. The mind is gonna be trying to slow you down. So you know what? Thank your mind and move on. Don't listen to your mind. If you're thinking, you're stinking. Just simply move on. Listen to your body. Go do something that you enjoy. Go take a nap. Whatever it is, move on. Don't hold on to what the mind is telling you, because while you can acknowledge it, if you hold on to it, it will solidify in place, and that's where you get stuck. Okay? All right. I'm going to see if I have any chat. Oh, I did not open the chat. Okay. So I wanted to see if there was anybody who wanted to call in and ask me questions about these emotions, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. And I have given you about 20 minutes of really intense content. So I want to remind you, the clearing statement of access consciousness also helps move this gunk, okay? And there's something in the clearing statement, toward the end of the clearing statement, called the beyond. And the beyond is that place where you solidify what you think is beyond what's possible. So for instance, you get a really big bill in the mail. Or you're being given a diagnosis for your body that does not feel, you know, does not light you up at all. So you're going to this beyond, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die, or oh my gosh, there's no way I can pay this, okay? You're gonna go into this beyond. What if instead you could simply get rid of the beyond? So we're going to do a little clearing statement. And if you've never heard the clearing statement of access consciousness, please go to theclearingstatement.com and ask yourself this question. What have you made so vital about holding on to the beyond that are creating the beyond? Everything that is terms of guardian, will you uncreate and destroy it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, park and pod, online, bullshit, and beyond. What have you made so vital about holding on to the beyond that are creating the beyond? And everything that is stands because when you're creating, destroy it all. Yes, weil man gut backpacker und das war schon. Okay. One last thing. What have you made so vital about your mind that creates the limitations as emotion? Everything that is stems because then we are creating this trade-off. Right and wrong, good and bad, punk and bad, all nice, both shots and down. Okay. Oh my gosh, that second one rocks. Okay. If you actually want those in writing, go ahead and email me. I will send them to you in writing. Sophie.mihalko@gmail.com. Sophie dot mihalko@gmail.com. All right. And if you ever want to know more about me, my website is Sophie Mihalko, SophieMihalko.com. And I also write articles for an online magazine called holisticfashionista.com. And there's lots and lots of great content there as well. Thank you so much for listening. Today's going to be a shorter day since my partner in crime is not here today. And hopefully, we will have more episodes for you very soon. And but don't hesitate to let us know how you're if you like this episode, if you like the content, and what you would like to talk about. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Thank you.